Summer is over, and whether we like it or not, it is back to school time.
It certainly is, and whether it's in person, online, or hybrid, we're headed back to school with the Harrisburg Academy, and this is Chick to Chick.
Flora, I don't know if you remember this kids' cartoon, Phineas and Ferb, and in their opening song, they sing that there's 104 days of summer vacation. I feel like it's been like that and more, but unfortunately, it's coming to a close now.
Well, you know what? I think everybody would agree. I think parents feel this way. I think kids feel this way. I think educators feel this way. It's time. It's time to get back to class. It's time to get back to learning. And it's time to get back to a regular routine. I think kids thrive when they have a routine.
Yeah, and as tough as it is to get back, we know that there are schools that are really doing their best to put a lot in place to make sure that this is a successful academic year for them.
Our guest today is Adrian Allen. He's the head of school at the Harrisburg Academy. Adrian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Flora and Kari. It's a privilege to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Your kids have already started back to school at the Harrisburg Academy, and they have the option of going either 5 days a week or taking classes online. What are you doing at the school to make sure kids are safe this year?
Well, we've done lots of things. We have thought about how the air will be. We've changed the filters to be hospital grade. We have bought ionizing desanitizers, which allow us to clean a room and make sure it's disinfected in about 3 or 4 seconds. We have instituted social distancing. We've insisted on mask wearing at all time for all employees and students. We provided tents and things like that to allow some outdoor instruction. We are cleaning the areas which are high touch areas. So we've done a lot of that, but we've also been working on providing some sort of mental support for the students and for our teachers as well, because there's a lot of anxiety still in attending school. So we provided opportunities for them to talk either virtually, if they're the online students, or in face-to-face. So we've looked at physical safety and mental safety as well.
Adrian, what does your virtual classroom look like?
Well, our virtual classroom is going to be one in which there is live streaming from the actual classroom. Your teacher will be able to see you at the back on a screen. You'll be able to hear you. You will be able to hear them. And you will directly be able to see the board. So it's somewhat different from what we did in the past. It's a real live streaming to you directly.
Adrian, that's fantastic. As a parent, I appreciate and applaud all of those efforts. Another thing I appreciate as a parent, when a school can have a global recognition, which you do, and that is for your international baccalaureate program. Will you explain that for folks at home who don't understand?
Well, the International Baccalaureate Program is a program that is run in 157 countries around the world. It's the one that is offered to business people who travel. So but it also has now taken on a slightly different nature where it is trying to be a 21st century program. It's putting an emphasis not so much on recalling information, but on organizing and using information, because those are the skills the 21st century is pushing for. It recognizes that students aren't simply passive learners anymore. They've got used to playing video games and want to be able to take part actively in their learning. It is also looking at how will we motivate students, because if you can motivate people, they can learn anything. So it tries to be authentic in the way it instructs, so not talking schoolwork, but talking about real work. It's trying to make sure that we understand that there are all these new jobs that are coming along, which we don't even know about. So teaching transferable skills to students that you can take and apply to these new jobs that we can't actually yet know what they are. And it recognizes that the world's going to be a sort of global community as we move forward. And it's critical that your students have empathy for other cultures, understand other cultures, and are able to, if you like, work with the kind of multicultural society that's coming and is already in place in many places, but is going to be even greater in the 21st century.
At the Harrisburg Academy, I like when I hear that you teach kids how to learn, not just what to learn. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, what we're saying is that in the future, you will need to relearn multiple times jobs. There's an indication that jobs will only last 3 or 4 years at a time, particularly in the tech sort of area. So it is essential that students learn not just facts and information, but that they learn how to learn new information. So how to learn is maybe a better lesson to have than what to know. Being able to recall things is less important than being able to learn new things and learn effectively and quickly. So the academy deliberately tries to find each student's best way of learning and acquiring new information and actively teach them.
Gosh, I love that. That is fantastic. Is the academy looking at having sizes that are smaller? There's a lot of schools that have a lot of big classes. What does the academy do for the class size?
The class size of it's been really round about, in the lower school, it's around about 10 to 11 students in a room and in a class. Ideally, it can be 13, but at the moment, we're trying to keep the classes small so that we can really deliver the social distancing that's required. But traditionally, we've had classes in the sort of 14 numbers, so that there's a lot of attention goes to students, and yet the classes are big enough to create that kind of interaction that's so important in school.
It is important. Academics, very, very important. But the Harrisburg Academy also focuses on the social and the emotional needs of the child. And I think this year more than ever, that is going to be so important. How do you folks do that?
Well, one of the things that we have is a program that we call Communities. Communities normally is a program that helps students in gaining skills to communicate and to work together and collaborate and things like that. This, at this time, we've changed its focus somewhat to be more about how do you manage the anxiety and the stresses of being a part of the virus and school and all the rest of it. And actually, interestingly enough, we also feel that that's something that we have had to do with our parents as well, because it's not just kids who are nervous, it's mm-hmm. parents, faculty, it's staff. So everybody is being given access to get support for those sort of issues through the school.
All right, I have a tough question for you. Are you ready?
I don't know. Let's see.
I know. You know, it is an unprecedented year. We've talked about it at the very beginning of the podcast. So I'm kind of going to put you in the hot seat. What is one tip, just one tip that you could provide to get us geared up for this school year?
Well, the advice that we gave our families was, don't start wearing your mask on the first day you come to school. Let your kid try wearing the mask for longer and longer periods at home so that they get used to it. Don't show that you're too anxious. If you're intending to send your child to school, they look at you. And it's the same thing as that first day at school where the mother is nervous and tense about release first time into school. People read that anxiety. Well, students read that anxiety. So you need to be clear and say you don't need to lie, but you do need to do is to say, this is what we're doing. This is why you wear your mask. This is why you will be safe if you're going to do that. So it's a family attitude, and don't talk, disaster and doom over lunch while your kids are there. Wait until they've gone to bed if you need that. Frank conversations.
So try to stay positive for your kids.
Be positive. They
yeah,
need
that's
you
a
to
great
be
message.
Positive.
Now, yeah. We know that you already have started classes at the Harrisburg Academy, but if somebody is interested in perhaps getting their kids enrolled or taking online classes, how can they get more information?
Well, you can get more information by, of course, calling our website, www.harrisburgacademy.org, or you could go and call the school at 717-763-7811.
Wonderful. Adrian Allen, this has just been a great conversation. Yeah. So nice to hear of all of the things you're doing to try to keep kids safe and, as you said, focus on all of their needs, not just their academic needs. Here's to a great year. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Flora. Thank you, Carrie. I appreciate the time.
a lot of positive information there, from the safety protocols to mental health, which is really big, and of course, the academics. So all good stuff we heard there.
That is that one important word. We have to stay positive. This is going to be so tough for these kids because, like it or not, I mean, things are going to keep changing from day to day, week to week. So you have to stay positive. And parents, really keep an eye on your kids, their mental and their emotional health. I think it's going to be more important than ever this year.
100% agree. You know, we really appreciate when you are taking the time to spend some time with us. If you ever want to give us a little message, let us know what you want us to chirp about, just go to chicktochick.com and click contact, and we would love to hear from you. So until then, when we're back again to chirp about another topic.